Continuing with our look at awesome women, we will now look at Sayyida Sara. Now, she was the wife of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, and we find that in our hadith we're told that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam marries her because she showed an uncompromising commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When everybody abandoned Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was she who showed this commitment. And he marries her. And when they were exiled by Namrud, accompanied by Prophet Lut, they start a journey to go towards Palestine, and then finally to come to Egypt. Her name Sara means princess, and she was very, very beautiful. So on their journey to Egypt, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam hid his wife in a chest so that no one might see her. As they were passing the borders, the chest had to pass through the hands of some officials who insisted on examining its contents. Despite Prophet Ibrahim's protests, the chest was opened, and the king of the land, when he saw her, reached out his hand towards her. Prophet Ibrahim didn't like that at all, and it is said that the king's hand became solid like wood. And he addressed Prophet Ibrahim and said, "Has your rub solidified my hand?" And Prophet Ibrahim said, "Yes, my rub is great. He doesn't like things that are not right." So the king said, "That intercede with your rub for me. Let my hand be restored. I will not cast any bad eyes or bad looks on your wife." And Prophet Ibrahim did dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is said that the king's hand returned to its original form. And he presented Prophet, presented Sara with a slave, and her name was Hajra. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam continually prayed for children, for a son. And Sara, seeing that she was not bearing any children, gave her Egyptian slave Hajra to him to wed as his second wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants Hajra and Prophet Ibrahim a son called Ismail. Now, when Sarah sees this, it upset her, and Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam loved her a lot. He couldn't see her upset. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the request of both of them in not being able to see Sarah upset, and asks Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam to take Hajra and Ismail alayhi salam away from them. They set out and they reach Makkah. Inshallah, we will talk about Prophet Hajra when we look at her as part of this series. It is said that Prophet Ibrahim loved Sayyida Sara so much that he couldn't bear to be apart from her. Even when they were away, when he was in a journey, or when he went to drop Hajra to Makkah, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove time and distance away from them so he could actually see her when he wanted to. Maybe similar to what we have today in our communication systems. 13 years later, when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is 100 years old, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him that he will have a second son, and this is Ishaq. Let's see how the Quran portrays this. Surah Al-Hud, this is Surah number 11, Ayah 69. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى. And certainly our messengers came to Ibrahim with good news. قَالُوا سَلَامًا. They said peace. قَالَ سَلَامٌ فَمَا لَبِثَ أَنْ جَاءَ بِإِجْلٍ حَنِيدٍ. He said peace, said he, and he did not delay in bringing a roasted calf. فَلَمَّا رَعَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ وَعَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَ. But when he saw that their hands were not extended towards it, he thought that was quite strange, and he was taken back. He was a little bit fearful. قَالُوا, they said, لَا تَخَفْ, don't be scared. إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ لُوتٍ. We are sent to Lut's people. وَامْرَأَتُهُ قَائِمَةٌ. And his wife, that means Sarah, was standing near. فَضَحِكَتْ فَبَشَّرْنَاهَا بِإِسْحَاقَ. So she laughed, and we gave her the good news of Ishaq. وَمِنْ وَرَاءِ إِسْحَاقَ يَعْقُوبُ. And after Ishaq, we would give her Yaqub. That means from the progeny of Ishaq. قَالَتْ, she said, يَا وَيْلَتَ, how strange. أَعَلِدُ وَأَنَا أَجُوزُ وَهَذَا بَعْلِي شَيْخَ. I bear a son when I am such an old woman, and my husband is extremely old? Inna hadha la shay'un ajib. Most surely this is a wonderful thing. Qalu, and they told her, Ata'jabina min amrillahi. Are you wonder? You're surprised at Allah's orders? Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The mercy of Allah and His blessings alaykum are on you, Ahlul Bayt, O people of the house. Innahu hamidun majid. Indeed, Allah is praiseworthy and glorious. And this is how she has the good news of a son to her. Sarah lived a long life. It is said that she's buried in the sanctuary of Prophet Ibrahim al-Islam, which is located in the ancient city of Hebron. Inshallah, we will continue with Awesome Woman and now look at Sayyidah Hajra.